You know, this is one of the most important things to get a hold of in your soul, is that the Lord Jesus loves you. You know, when I first became a Christian, I didn't have a very good hold on that fact. In fact, I thought that I had to do a whole lot of things to win the Lord's approval and to win His love. Because a lot of times it's like that in the world, you know. You have a friend maybe, and then you do something that he doesn't like, and he doesn't like you anymore. Well, when I first come to know the Lord as my Savior, I thought maybe the Lord was like that, and I know there were a lot of things in my heart that weren't very good. But you know, and so I was trying to win the Lord's approval and His love. Well, come to find out that Jesus loves me, like this one verse here, verse 3. Jesus loves me though I'm bad. Yeah. Come to find out that the Lord Jesus loved me while I was yet a sinner. And even when I was saved, I still sin. And the Lord still loves me. And He draws me back to Himself. Oh, the Lord wants me to repent and to come back to Him and to confess my sin and to talk with Him about it. But His love towards me, it doesn't ever change. That's wonderful, isn't it? We can rest there. Someone else have a song they want to sing? Yes? 16. Whosoever heareth shall shout the sound, and the blessed tidings all the world around. Spread the joyful news wherever men is found. Whosoever will make love, a song? Yes, the little girl there. Number three. My hope is, nope, that isn't it.
My hope is
Father,
someone had a tendency to get nervous about certain situations or anything, this song would be an encouragement, wouldn't it? I'm finding encouragement in it. Someone else? Yes? You?
36.
36? 46. 46. Little straw hat on. You right there? Forty-seven. The last one.
When he cometh,
it says they shall shine in His beauty. You know, when I what I'm going to talk about this morning, maybe we'll sing one more song maybe, but what I'm going to talk about this morning is we have an enemy. We have an enemy. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. But here it says we shall shine in His beauty. You know, the Lord Jesus, it says, wisdom makes a man's face to shine. And you know, the Lord Jesus can make us shine. Jesus can make us beautiful. A lot of times if I take a look or I see the things inside my own heart, I have to shake my head. I have to say, Lord Jesus, it's awful. It's awful. But you know, the Lord Jesus, He's given me a new nature, And to the Lord Jesus, now he's made me very attractive to himself. That's amazing. This little boy right here in the suit, you had a song you wanted to sing. Which one was it? 180. I don't think we go that. 180? 180. Does anyone know what song he wants? Do you know the first line? Okay, well, I don't know which song that is because we only go to 47 here. I don't know. Do you know the first line? Do you know what it's? Do you know? Are you his sister? Do you know which one he's talking about? You don't know either? What? Okay, let's see. Number one. You want to sing number one? We'll sing number one. Would some brother start that? Sunday school, isn't it? But, you know, it's I take it as from the Lord because this has very much to do with what I believe the Lord has put on my heart to talk to you little ones about. This is a serious song, isn't it? You know, Sunday school is serious business. Very serious business. You know, when something is very serious in the world, you know what they say? They say, this is a matter of life and death. Serious business. This is serious business we're involved in this morning. Let's pray. Our God and Father, we thank Thee. Well, When I was asked to take the little children's meeting, I it's a good thing to do when someone asks you, if someone ever asks you to take the meeting, you know you're taking that is so important because the Lord desires to use you to speak to hearts. To speak to hearts about that which is most important to God. And what is that? What is that that's most important to God the Father? His Son. So when I thought about that, and I thought about our verse, well, I'll read the verse. I won't have anybody say the verse. It's, and probably most of you know it. and I know I think we've had it a lot of times, but I was thinking about this verse, and the verse is in Isaiah 53, verse 6. I hope that's the verse. Isaiah 53, verse 6, it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," that's the Lord Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." Well, when I thought about that, and I thought to myself, it says all, everybody, everyone, not a one. That, and we read that in Romans, there is none that seeketh after God. And I thought about that in relationship to myself. See this picture? It made me think of this picture. See this picture? See that? Can anybody guess who that is? Okay, just a minute. Don't tell anybody. Anybody guess who that picture is? Can anybody guess who that picture is? This is an old picture. Does that give you a clue? Anybody guess who that picture is? None of my kids can answer. Who is this? Who is it? Who is it?
You.
It's me. That's right. You know what? And I'm sure my mother would think that was cute too. But you know what? This person has been a lot of trouble to me. This person has been a real enemy. Did you know that? Caused me a lot of trouble. When I listen to this person, and you know something? This person is thinking all the time. He's always thinking. But you know what? He doesn't come up with anything good. And I used to listen to this person. I used to listen to him. I used to think he was pretty smart, too. I did. I was wrong. He got me into a lot of trouble. Anyway, it says here, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him," on the Lord Jesus, "the iniquity of us all." Well, children, I'm not only speaking about myself, because it says in this verse, it says all. And so I know that applies to everybody in this room. So it doesn't make me feel self-conscious a whole lot. Because I know I have a lot, it says that Elisha was a man subject to like passions. Elisha had the same problems as I did. And I know that everybody in this room, we all have different weaknesses, different problems, but we all got this old nature that causes us a lot of trouble. And it's, you know, it's an enemy. It's an enemy. Yeah. You know? And when, you know, there's a verse. Let's look at a verse. Psalm 58, verse 3. Let's look at that verse. You know, we have, that's an awful thing. Well, the Lord knows. He gives more grace. But I have this enemy that lives right here with me every day, cannot get away from him. Well, that's not actually true, because there's a nice verse that says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. There's my escape from that old enemy. But I got this enemy, but every day he's trying things. Every day this enemy. And all of you children, and you older ones too, you all got this enemy that lives right there. And he's a problem, and he's always thinking, and he's always trying to bring us down the wrong road. Anyway, here in Psalm 58, verse 3, it says, "The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies." It doesn't take long. We go astray right away. Well, you know, it says in the book of Job, it says in the book of Job that we're like a little wild donkey. And I didn't grow up on a farm. I haven't had hardly anything to do with farm animals. But I've seen pictures or heard stories about mules that when they decide they want to do something or when they decide they don't want to do something, they put all their force into it. And a lot of times they're hard to deal with. So we have this enemy that lives right inside of us. Isn't that an awful thing? And this enemy that lives inside of us, he doesn't want anything to do with God. He wants to do with his own way. He wants what he wants. And this one that lives inside of you, every day he's going to be telling you this would make you happy. If you had this, you'd be happy. Or if you could do this, you'd be happy. Well, the Lord knows, and the Lord gives us things to enjoy. We have things to enjoy, like your family, like mom and dad, and maybe they take you to the park and things like that. Well, I'm not talking about things like that. Those are nice things that we enjoy, like we enjoy the sunshine. And we haven't seen a lot of it recently. But when the sunshine comes out and it's dry out and nice, we like to go out and to play and to enjoy. I'm not talking about things like that. But I'm talking about things like when mom or dad asks us to do something and we don't want to do it. And maybe we put up a fuss, or maybe we look for excuses, and maybe we think, well, it would be a lot better if things were run this way, and our little minds start to work and to scheme rather than to say, well, that is what mom asked me to do. And you know, it's sometimes it's easy to obey mom and dad, isn't it? But sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's not. And you know. When it's hard to obey mom and dad, you know, that's the time that mom and dad appreciate it the most, when it's the most special to them. You know, the last part of our verse in Isaiah 53, it says, when it talks about, it talks that we've all gone astray. Well, isn't it a wonderful thing that the verse doesn't end there? Because you know, we're all little rebels in our own heart, you know. But the verse, after it says that we've all gone astray, then it says, but the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. You know, that that song, that last song that we sang, it's a song, I don't know that I've ever heard it sang in Sunday school before. But, you know, that little enemy that lives inside of you, that lives with you, he would tell you, you don't need to be saved today. You're just young. Ten years from now you could get saved probably, because there's so many people in this room that are over 10 and I'm only 5, or that are over 15 or 20. But you know, a brother quoted in one of the meetings yesterday, he said, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." That little enemy that lives inside of you is today what we're saying is, this is serious business. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And those are really enemies of God, aren't they? The Lord Jesus gave His life for His enemies. And if you feel that in your own heart, if you feel that in your heart, that you're a sinner, that really you're an enemy of God in the way that you think, in the it says, was that verse we read? It says, as soon as they come forth from the womb, they go astray. You know, it's a good thing. It's a good... If you have to battle with somebody, if you have an enemy, it's a good thing to understand your enemy. It's a good thing to know a little bit about him, what he's like, so that you're kind of aware of the things that the tricks that he's going to use on you. And so, that last song that we sang, Almost Persuaded, if this morning, if you know in your heart that you're a sinner, and that you have done things that are displeasing to God, that God calls sin, It's not I'm asking you if you have or not, because I know you have, because you have the same nature as I have. But what's wonderful, that's not wonderful, but what is wonderful is if you realize it in your heart, if you realize that you're a sinner, and then here you come to the gospel meeting this morning, and we sang that first song, Jesus loves me, though I'm bad, and He waits to make me glad. You know, you really can't be glad when you're bad. Those two just don't go together. So if you feel that, if you feel that, I got an enemy that I live with every day, and he makes me, he causes me to do things that are displeasing to mom and dad, causes me to do things so that I'm just off by myself sometimes. You know, that is what the enemy of ours... We have other enemies too. We have Satan. He's an enemy. He doesn't like us one bit. And he wants to drive us off by ourselves. Drive us off to be away from others that could encourage us in the Lord, from others that would, if we're not saved, would tell us the gospel. The enemy wants to get us off by ourselves and to make us, and he wants to draw us out there. And sometimes he can make it because we get so befuddled. You know what that word means? Is there any of you little ones know what befuddled means? I'm not sure if I know, but it's... Yes, Jenny. Mixed up, yeah. Confused. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. This morning, what I want to tell you is, if you realize that you're a sinner and that you have this enemy, and this enemy, you know, the Lord Jesus said there in John 14, it's such a nice verse, in John 14, here it is in verse 30, John 14, verse 30, the end of the verse, it says, this is the Lord Jesus speaking. He says, for the prince of this world cometh. Does anyone know who the Lord Jesus is talking about there? I'll finish the verse. It'll make it easier. For the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. Does anyone know who the Lord Jesus was talking about there? Who? You're right. He was talking about Satan. It says, the Lord Jesus says, the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. The Lord Jesus is speaking of himself there. The enemy had nothing in the Lord Jesus that he could take hold of. You see what I'm saying? When Satan tempted the Lord Jesus in the wilderness, he'd go like this, he couldn't catch him. Not that he was running. I don't know how to explain this, but there he had no hold on the Lord Jesus. He couldn't take hold of him because there was nothing inside the Lord Jesus. There was nothing inside the Lord Jesus that would respond to temptation. He could not sin. And so when Satan tempted him, nothing. Nothing that Satan could hang on to. This is not true of me. This is not true of me. Satan finds things he can hang on to in me. Yes. This is that enemy that I have. Well, so this morning, if you realize that you're a sinner, and you realize that the Lord Jesus loves sinners. What did a brother say yesterday? A brother said, no one goes to hell unloved. The Lord Jesus loves sinners. But today, you are still here. You are still here on this earth, breathing, and you're still alive. And the Lord is persuading you this morning, if you have not taken Him as your Lord and Savior, today's the day. Today's the day. And remember, you have this enemy inside of you who will persuade you to go away from the Lord. But don't listen to him, because I'm telling you this morning, he's an enemy and he wants to bring your life into destruction. That's a big word. He wants to make a mess out of your life. And even after you get saved, he's still going to work on you. Oh, he's not going to give up. Can't take you to hell with him anymore, but he can sure make you miserable and make a mess out of your life and have no testimony for the Lord. So just remember, you have an enemy that's with you, and he will tell you not to come to the Lord Jesus. Or once you come, he'll still be there and he'll say, don't do what the Lord Jesus. He probably won't be that obvious at first. He's very subtle. Says he's the most subtle of all creatures, and it's true. But come to the Lord Jesus. Realize you have an enemy that lives inside and come to the Lord Jesus. Don't listen to that enemy. Shall we pray? And then I have a little candy for the children. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we